We are almost at the end of the wonderful octave of Pentecost, an octave which is, as I have said before, second only to the octave of Easter. Of course, some people have asked, if that's the case, then can we eat meat on Friday? And basically speaking, we cannot, because it is an Ember Friday in preparation for the ordinations of young men to the priesthood and to the diaconate. But nevertheless, it is still a glorious day. The Alleluias are still sung, the Gloria, the Credo, everything, including the sequence which was recited earlier. And of course, the sequence which merits not only our attention, but also merits our meditation and study. It speaks about the Holy Spirit, the gift of God the Father and God the Son. And of course, the words there are too many and too wonderful to try to explain. But thou art indeed the Holy Spirit, it says, the of comforters the best. Thou art the soul's delight, delightful guest, sweet refreshment in one's labors. And of course, our labors are the difficulties that we must encounter in daily life. He is rest most sweet, that we need to take our comfort beneath the shade of his wings, his divine and glorious wings. Pleasant coolness in the heat. And of course, in places where it gets exceedingly hot, like the desert, it is wonderful to have some coolness. And the Holy Spirit also provides that. He provides the warmth in a time of cold. He provides the coolness in the time of heat. In other words, he provides that which is perfect. Solace in the midst of woe. And who on earth does not have woes? And if a person does not have woe, there are two options to that situation. Either the person has Alzheimer's and doesn't know what's going on. And, of course, there are some people who are born with it, and that's the way it is in this day and generation, especially with the children of a generation of parents and grandparents who are addicted to drugs and all kinds of evils. And we have to deal with that today. But at the same time, the other way that we do not have woes is if we are dead. And of course, if we are in purgatory or heaven, we will have no woes. There's only one way to go towards God. O most blessed light, shine within these hearts of thine and fill us to the very dregs of our being. Where thou art not, where there is a lack of the Holy Spirit, and that means also of the whole Trinity, which comes to us fully through the coming of the Holy Spirit at baptism and all the sacraments, especially now in the economy of salvation after Pentecost. Where thou art not, there is nothing. And of course, nothing is akin to Satan and to hell. Heal our wounds, give us strength, on our dryness pour thy dew, the freshness, the sweet water of thy dew. Wash the stains of guilt, of sin away. And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one who is in this economy of salvation, the one who gives the priest through the consecration with sacred chrism of his hands the power to forgive sin. Bend the stubborn heart. The greatest miracles of all are the bending of stubborn hearts of people who refuse to believe, who refuse to obey, who refuse to follow God and his holy church. Melt the frozen. And the frozen, of course, is stiff. And if it bends, it breaks and is destroyed. Warm the chill. Guide the steps that go astray. So many of our peoples have gone astray because they have forgotten the Trinity and have forgotten and have no relation with the Holy Spirit, who is now in charge of our salvation. On thy faithful, on the other hand, who adore, that is hopefully we, and who confess thee evermore, for we confess him always and everywhere until the very end of our lives, in thy sevenfold gifts descend. Give them virtue's reward. Give them thy salvation, O Lord, give them the joys that will never end. In all these things we pray in the liturgy of the octave and in the holy sequence that was inspired by the Holy Spirit to be written by saints and monks in many centuries ago for this liturgy. In addition, on this day, the 24th day of May, especially since the time of Pope Pius VII, who was, along with Pius VI, one of those popes that were imprisoned by the Masonic Napoleon Bonaparte. And because he was liberated from Napoleon, Napoleon was sent into exile. The invocation of Our Lady, Help of Christians, is particularly made known, and Pope Pius VII included this sacred tradition and liturgy for all ages on this day for time immemorial. And of course it is in the Missal, though it may not be in the little missals that you may have. Our Lady, Help of Christians, who was also made very well known and popular by the speeches and the sermons and the writings of the great priest from Turin, St. John Bosco. And it was to him that Our Lady, Help of Christians, appeared and showed him what she wanted him to build him, the beautiful, beautiful basilica, which is still there, and she actually gave him the plans in his head, and he was able to draw them for the architects, and thus it is still today, which in addition now has his incorrupt body on a side chapel near the main altar of the basilica. In addition, there are many other great saints, the foundress of the Salesian nuns, Santa Maria Mazzarella, the second father general of the Salesian priests, St. Michael Rua, the little boy, St. Dominic Savio, and many other saints besides, many of them incorrupt, invisible to those who visit this magnificent basilica in the city of St. John Bosco, the city which is for the poor and for children especially. Let us beseech the Blessed Mother to help us in these days, not too different from those days when the Church was persecuted. But today it is persecuted not only outside, but also inside. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.